It is June 1st, and something we like to do as we shut the book on the previous month is look back. And we're business guys, okay? We're about Series A and points. And because of that, we do a monthly business review with our business manager, Blake Jones.
Hello, guys. Be seated. Let's get to our month of May review. And as always, let's start with bad bits from the month of May. And this is kind of a twofer. First, the first bad bit is just that there is a second gentleman, right? Are we in agreement?
Yeah, for sure. We're talking about Dougie Doug?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never heard of second lady.
No.
You know, so why do we now have a second gentleman?
Libs.
Well, I think because we have a female vice president.
Yeah, but like I said, they've never touted whatever, Dick Cheney's wife, if he had one.
Liz Cheney?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's his daughter, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the counter?
Well, they had, okay.
Anyway.
Wait, no, let's get to the bottom of this. Who is Dick Cheney's wife? I think what throws me off is that Liz Cheney also looks really old.
Oh, I think her name was Balland.
No.
No.
Lynn Cheney.
No, Dan the Man, Uncle Dan, Lynn Cheney, yeah.
Look, Ham liked it.
He did like it. Great, and I want to apologize to all my poli-sci friends out there.
Who's his wife?
Ty said Lynn Cheney, but Liz Cheney is old, so I just kind of always assume which one of his daughters
is. Yeah, but he's pretty old,
too. Which one of his daughters is a lesbian?
Non-Liz Cheney.
Okay.
Liz Cheney.
Boy,
he's on fire. Lee.
You're going to lose Ham today. Jeez. Bust a gut.
Okay, is Dick Cheney going to bog this segment down? All right.
That was not a bog. That was a hit from the cycle, right there, dude.
Daughter Mary Cheney is a lesbian.
So it's all worth it. Anyway.
Ironically, he doesn't think she should be able to get married. All right, Blake,
that was the worst
ever,
one
man.
Here. Yeah.
You remember when Kamala and her husband wore each other's team's jerseys and they thought that'd be funny?
Yeah.
Horrible
Thumbs
bit.
Down. Yeah.
Just any, was it a bet?
Yeah, it like, was, well, they wore their own, and then it was, the bet was the loser has to wear the other one.
Oh my.
And he was wearing
no worse bit than that.
He was wearing his jersey over his long sleeve dress shirt.
Oh yeah.
Like such an idiot.
That's a politician thing.
All right. On the flip side though, we did have a good bit that we mentioned on the show. And a guy threw out the first pitch of a ball game and then went to the umpire to get checked for illegal substance.
You guys said that was a good bit.
That is a good bit. That's funny.
I agree.
I've started a new list.
A new list?
A new list. And this is called...
New list.
Ham at the...
I spent a lot of time thinking about this list.
Because this came up earlier in the month because on May 10th, we pictured... What would it be like if Ham was... At the beach. You know, he's always black jeans guy. He's
6 foot tall, 135 pounds.
There's right. No way he has swim trunks.
Black jeans.
Very pale.
Black Converse. Yeah. Do you own swim trunks?
I might, but it's like from like 5 years ago. I don't think I've worn swim trunks
before
in
you put on
like 7 years.
In your 30s. Yeah.
And the other one, the next day on May 11th, Ham at a golf tournament.
His pan to the gallery.
He's got a bright colored polo on, maybe some khaki shorts,
some
watching
Screamo
golf.
Screamo band t-shirt on. No, I can't imagine him in the actual golf attendee attire. It'd be very funny to me, though.
And the reason this list spurned is just because we have another list called Dan's Other Jobs. Where we thought, you know, Dan and the Marines would be funny. Dan as a cop. Well, on May 5th, we thought Dan as an investigator might be pretty funny. Where he's on the trail.
I like Dan as an interrogator as part of the investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of sauntering. And
where were you?
The worst waterboarder ever.
Yeah, the second the person shows discomfort... Yeah. Just you give up. You're like, I don't really care. Whatever. Blow the building up. It's not my building. Do whatever. I don't care.
All right, moving on in the Hang Zone MBR. Things Dan or Jake want. On May 2nd, Jake said he wants to see a viral fight in person.
Got a shot today anytime you're getting on an airplane.
What if you're the one that films this viral flight?
Yeah, I've thought about it. I've had a couple of situations that look like something might be about to pop, but it seems like it would be an empty feeling to get your phone out to film and then it just diffuses. And you're like, oh, put my phone up.
Like you want to be at Target when someone's, or Walmart or whatever, when they're getting all Karen-y on someone.
I would love that. I live for that.
Then the other one on the first, Jake wants to tell someone to hold my calls.
Yeah, I do.
That would be good.
That would be great.
I mean, here's the thing: more than one call.
Here's the thing that I didn't
say
that day.
Someone else is answering the phone.
I want to be able to tell Blake to hold my calls.
Yeah, I just chose not to write that part down. Points. Obviously, Dan is going to get three more, apparently, from his comment earlier.
He's starting off the month strong.
But as it sits now, Dan with the lead at 39, Mino with 35, Jake with 33. I've got 16, Ham with 9, Ty with 2.
Yes.
Time capsule stuff, things that you said that I kind of want to hold you to. On May 1st, Jake says he'll never pay for porn.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Porno!
I stand by that. That ain't happening.
I can't. I've... Already guilty? Why not?
Because it just doesn't
I pay
seem...
for the finer things in life, Jake.
It doesn't seem like there's... It's like anything else we talk about. If you buy the terrible toilet paper, which might as well be free, if you offered me that toilet paper for free or the good stuff for what it costs, I would still pay for the good stuff. It's that different.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that the paid content is that much better.
I just think you don't know... what the future holds.
I've been in the game a long time.
But what if you have to pay to hook up that headset or the...
I don't want the headset.
The VR headset where you can be with Martina Hingis.
Martina
Hingis? What?
I don't want the headset.
It'll be out there. You're going to hear about how great it is.
I'm never getting the headset.
I think one day you'll pay $9.
Never say never.
You'll pay $9.99.
That would be like... You're like... somebody in the late 90s saying, I'll never have a phone.
Bye. That's what it is.
You don't know what it can become.
I think the headset wave has already failed. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's like somebody in the early 90s saying HD already failed.
Or
oh, cool. You bought a house in Web 3 Farmville?
No.
You bought, a plot of land?
I think you're looking
awesome.
At dial-up internet now saying, oh, this is all it's going to be, not knowing what it could be one day.
I don't want anything on my head.
And you know where they discover all this stuff? In space.
All right.
You would
great.
Know. The other thing, May 23rd, Jake says he'll never tip a robot.
What, are you going to ring me up on charges on that one too? Guy can't stand up for a little bit of the way things ought to be.
Robot.
I don't even know what you mean.
I think this came up because
self-checkout
wanted to be tipped.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Jake said he'll never tip a robot.
Robot.
I'd have to agree with that.
No, what are you stuck in there?
Unless.
Well, one day you're going
to
be
having sex
of
with
them.
The robot, yeah. And then you need to.
Yeah, they did good.
Yeah.
Just a tip.
Kim Spins, you're up to 436. You had 7 new ones in the month of May. Let me just give a couple here. Xena
Warrior Princess?
The Warrior, Lucy Lawless. She was singing the anthem, I believe, in an LA Kings game once upon a time in like a Wonder Woman costume, and she had a full-out pop-out of one of her up-tops.
Oh, yeah?
On the ice. Yeah, you can find it. The footage is pretty grainy.
Why have I never heard this? Find it. Was I not here?
I don't remember. But that's going to distract me as I watch you Google that. The other one, Vice, the company?
There are a couple different options here. I mean, one of their founders, the guy who founded it was Shane, Gavin McInnes, is now the leader of the Proud Boys.
Wow, okay.
They got a bunch of money and then turned into kind of a cocaine party operation.
Oh, well, there's Xena.
Didn't pay their people even though they were having cocaine and champagne parties.
Yeah, they fought unionization quite hard.
I was there.
Wow, that's...
Yeah.
What a circle Ty runs in.
All right, we have a lot of notes from the show from the month of May. Again, the Hang Zone NBR on the 1st. Do you remember when ABC's B-roll during a Knicks playoff game had the Twin Towers in it?
How could I forget?
Paul in... what?
May 2nd, Ty burped and he didn't fess up to it.
That was a tough moment.
That was upsetting.
It took me a second to decide whether or not I wanted to admit it on the air.
That was tough.
And then he did?
Yeah. And then I did.
Yeah, you kind of just got to stick with one.
We just did process of elimination and it finally went to him. And he said, okay, yeah, I did it.
You're a flawed guy.
On May 4th, yeah, Jake says he won't be here for the solar eclipse next year.
Oh, yeah. I was telling you that you could rent a home. Like, people are going to be stoked about this eclipse, bro.
That's my plan.
Rent your house?
Yeah.
I think I might rent it because it's a little better location than mine.
I'm going to do something cool while that's going on.
On May 11th, Jake helped get a guy suspended from school for not telling the truth after a group locked a kid outside nude while a girls' tennis tournament was happening.
I didn't help get him suspended. I just didn't help not get him suspended. I didn't snitch.
I can't find this Zena thing, man.
Yeah, I could tell we lost you a few minutes ago.
Yeah, you haven't been paying attention. May 12th, Ham right. stretched his daily contacts for 7 years.
I'll check later.
It worked.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That can't be good for you. But, look, you can see everything fine, right?
Yeah, my prescription never changed.
Incredible.
On the same day, Jake said he would rather Zeke come back on a new contract than have Real Madrid be Dallas's team.
Yeah, I would.
That's weird. So if they relocated to Dallas,
yeah,
you just don't want soccer people to be happy?
I can join you there. It would turn into a deal where they're in some tournament and we got to talk about it even though none of us care.
Yeah.
Most people here don't care.
Real Madrid in Dallas is playing in the World Cup.
The World Cup?
Oh, I don't know.
We're in here the next day saying Jerry didn't close the curtains and our guys couldn't see.
Man, I just don't know.
The goalie couldn't see the ball.
I don't know if they wanted it bad enough last night. That would be terrible.
On May 15th, Dan is listening to a dictator podcast.
Wait, why is this on a list?
I thought it was random. Are you still listening to it?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Actually, probably not since May 15th. You know, you kind of go... I was getting on a Succession podcast kick. But no, now that you remind me, I need to get back to that. What's it called? Real Dictators.
There were a lot of phonies in the space.
Well, it's not just Hitler, bro.
Well, I know, but...
That's their slogan. It's not just Hitler, bro.
That's the note.
Real Dictators.
Because I was telling you, I think that... was it Genghis Khan, or who's the next one? Oh, no. Who's the Spain one? Because you went...
You're talking about...
Francisco Franco?
The Generalissimo?
Yeah. Like
Rangers reliever?
No, because I saw the preview for that one, and they were talking about the fact that he was Spain's dictator for like 40 years until like 1978.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's very odd. For you think of Spain as a... I don't know. I don't think of it as a place of tyranny and all that kind of stuff.
That's great.
So, well, I mean, it's not so much now, but...
But as recently as 1978?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
May 16th,
I like to be interested in different things, Blake.
It sounds like a great podcast. That's why I brought it up. May 16th, Ty said he chased someone who stole from his grocery store.
I did. Twice, actually. Man, two different times.
You're the guy they want.
Never get me to do that.
You're the guy they want.
Although now, I thought I saw a story where somebody got fired from a store for chasing a shoplifter. Because their policy is not to do that. And it's all, you know, you're just covering your own ass. That
right. Yeah, you don't.
If they did that, then you could get sued. If you got hurt in the line of working there, I don't know.
May 17th, stuff. Dan blew a piece of rice out of his nose and Jake ate it.
Ugh. Never will forget that.
We bonded.
May 18th, Dan thought military jets flying over the compound could have been commercial airliners.
Chemtrails.
Again.
That was awesome.
You guys are misquoting me, misrepresent. The media always does this. They will take a statement and twist it in the way that works for them. But I was just trying to let the listener know, because they can't see what we saw, that it wasn't an American Airlines jet.
They could
hear it,
though.
Yeah. They... Okay, a few more notes. May 18th, yeah. A Browns fan barked at Dan at the airport because he was wearing a brown shirt.
That's fantastic.
The next day, Ham tells us that he only drinks 18 ounces of water a day.
Yeah, and that was like a I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's all you need.
Like, you've upped your water intake to that.
Yeah, it used to be only Dr. Pepper. Now I drink 18 ounces and play drums.
This is 20. Oh, you got a 20 over there. So that's...
This is 20?
Yeah.
I think this is a 16-er.
Oh, that is a little small.
It's actually 16.9.
Yeah.
May 23rd.
I like to look at 6 next to 9.
Dan got tricked during Why Today Doesn't Suck with Bo Nerman.
Happens to the best of us.
Wasn't it on the anniversary or near the Ava Gina? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably the same guy.
Yeah.
And then finally, May 26th, Dan knew a guy with a swingers retro room.
Yep.
Another list here in the Hang Zone MBR for the month of May. Jake has a buddy. Let me just run through these really quick.
Awesome.
May 4th, Jake had a buddy who had a telescope and showed him Saturn.
He did. He did.
May 16th, Jake had a buddy who he stole condoms with.
Yeah.
May 17th, Jake has a buddy who still has the points for sex list.
Also true.
May 25th, Jake has a buddy who's into birding.
I do.
Like baby bird?
Now, it's a female buddy. You don't often refer to your female friends as buddies, but she's into birds. She's got bird tattoos. She likes watching birds.
And my favorite one from the month, and maybe ever, Jake has a buddy whose wife is not a professional photographer, but took his engagement photos at a park Jake's wife did not want to go to because she was hungover.
It's stuff love is made of, you know? Memories.
All right, and then let's end with two words with Dan. Let's start with May 26th.
Well, one of those, there's like four booths. Like
Bays booths, yeah.
But that booth is a thing where, and I guess I've seen these before, but it's pretty awesome, actually, where you swing into a big tarp.
Yeah.
And then you look to your right, and it's on, it looks like Tiger Woods Golf. Like, so then...
Like a simulator.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's what you call it.
Simulator. We got a really good off-air one when you asked Ted Emmerich if he wanted a beer holder or...
A beer warmer.
Koozie.
Koozie.
Yeah.
No, it's not really a warmer.
And
it's kind of the opposite.
This is a special one here on May 18th. This must have been at Campound, but George got to witness a live Words with Dan.
It's really weird, though, because you live here... And you've been going to this airport for decades. I don't think we understand how big it really is until you go to Rochester. And yeah. Then Rochester had, I think, maybe 8 total, you know.
Terminals.
Okay, thank you.
We got to play password with Dan.
No, I'd have got there eventually.
It's a place where you deboard the plane.
Landing spot.
Showroom.
Where they go in.
Terminal.
Hot dog.
But, and then you go to DFW.
Number one! That was a weird one, because I think we're actually looking for the word gate, maybe?
Yeah, but terminal is...
It's like the whole building?
Yeah.
But once gate. The big man jumps
terminal,
in there...
You just go with it.
A, B, C, like, yeah, it's...
Okay, terminal
of, yeah,
A has 50 gates.
Right, but...
Okay, yeah, I was actually looking for gates.
Yeah,
so
Rochester
yeah.
had 8 terminals.
Oh, you smart guys.
You notice I was no help for you there. I'm like, yeah, dummy, terminal. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Blake. Good stuff in the Hang Zone monthly.
I can't find the Lucy
I'll
Lawless.
I'll show you in the break, wardrobe, so I can
malfunction.
Get you back
it's
on
not
track.
It's going to be on YouTube.
For baseball next.
There's a lot of wardrobe
Ty already found it.
Just Google it.